Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What steps can you take to protect yourself from Zika virus? The answer is precious few. Reporters from Reveal, a radio program and podcast from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, recently traveled to Puerto Rico, where the outbreak is growing rapidly, and to Miami just before the state ramped up prevention efforts, and southern Texas, which is at a high risk for an outbreak. In the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, one medical director told Reveal his health clinic didn't have the capacity to test pregnant women for Zika.
We don't test. The state always says that we are ready to serve all women of Texas.
Now a baby has reportedly died from Zika in Texas. Amy Walters, a reporter for Reveal, says government and health agencies are underfunded and underprepared to handle this unusual crisis.
Well, it seems like it's been quite a challenge. There's this fabulous system, actually, that has existed for a long time called ARBONET. It's kind of the system that we use as a country to track mosquito-borne diseases. Living in New York, maybe you remember West Nile when that was such a big thing in 1999. There was people actually dying of West Nile in New York that got a lot of attention, and they created this system in order to track mosquitoes and track mosquito-borne disease. And there was a lot of funding from Capitol Hill, from Congress, and it actually worked. They did a pretty good job of fighting West Nile virus. The deaths decreased, but by 2012, with the decrease in deaths, the money decreased also. And without the same data, we're really behind from where we could be as far as tracking this disease.
Zika, of course, is most dangerous for women who are pregnant or might become pregnant. And on a dreary, rainy day, you spoke with someone who is right at the center of the sort of risk factor here.
Do you remember when you found out about Zika?
Yeah, I had just started my pregnancy. I was like 3 months. My mom was the one who actually told me about it. She's like, oh, you got to be careful. There's a virus with mosquitoes going on. And it was, yeah.
I'm surprised at how little information she had, even in a place that is such a high risk factor. Are epidemiologists worried that the South is unprepared for this, that it varies from community to community? How much of a danger are people facing?
Right. So in Miami, it doesn't surprise me at all that that's the first place we've seen locally transmitted cases of Zika. It has a large population, densely populated for American cities, and it has a bunch of people flying in on a regular basis from places where Zika is a big problem, from Latin America and elsewhere. But Miami is not the only place where the Aedes aegypti lives. It does stretch along that whole southern border. You can even find them up in New York, but most of it is from Florida through Alabama, through Mississippi, the very sort of southern region, Louisiana, and then really, again, you'll see it in Texas. And I think we saw in Harris County, Texas, which is where Houston is, there was actually a death of an infant Zika-related.
So as far as doctors are concerned, is there any preparation at this point? Are we in the middle of it now? Any preparations we could have made? It's too late. We're just going to have to hold fast?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, these local cases in Miami, they were detected by a proactive doctor. And there's two things going on here. There's the CDC recommendations for people getting tested, and then there's what the doctors choose to do. That doctor went beyond what was the CDC guidelines, because the CDC guidelines were just advising to test for Zika if the person had been out of the country, had been to the places where you could get Zika. So it really did seem like this strange circular logic of, well, how can you find out if there's locally transmitted Zika if they're not testing them if they haven't left the country?
Amy Walters is a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. She spoke to us from Emeryville, California. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.